Sports in America. Early in the 17th century, European immigrants settled in North America. Facing the new and difficult environment, they had no choice but to fight hard for a living. As they worked day and night, there was nearly no time for them to entertain themselves or play certain games. Many of them were also pious Puritans, who regarded entertainment as vicious. Meanwhile, the local Indians, who played native games such as long hockey, couldn't offer them much. Their games were suppressed by the colonial government. In many other colonies, this hatred towards entertainments and games took the form of governmental bans with severe punishments, such as the ban on playing certain games in Massachusetts and Virginia. Anyone who was judged idle would be forced to do unpaid physical labor. In American colonial culture, it was also very common to restrict many sports activities on Sundays. However, bans and restrictions could not extinguish the popular passion for entertainments and games. In certain places, sports activities were able to develop. These included long-distance horse riding, shooting, hunting, and fishing, which were not only ways to make a living, but also entertaining. In the late 17th century, sports activities went through a remarkable development in the North American colonies. In the early 19th century, North Americans had entertainments such as dancing, walking, hiking, riding, boating, playing chess, etc. Young men played football and cricket, or went skiing and skating in winter. After the Civil War, sports developed rapidly in the United States. The most popular sports in the 1870s were shooting, boating, walking, or hiking. The year 1873 witnessed the beginning of modern sports in America. The National Baseball League emerged as the agent to manage baseball. In the same year, the Intercollegiate Football Association was set up in Springfield of Massachusetts, coordinated by the universities of Princeton, Yale, Harvard, Columbia, and Glasgow. Later, tennis, golf, track and field, and other sports set up their own professional or amateur organizations. Also in the late 19th century, America began to hold a series of sports competitions. The golden age of sport in America came after the First World War. Great sport matches were broadcast live nationwide. Newspapers gave a large amount of coverage to sports news. Images of sports stars appeared, like those of movie stars, on the wide screen. Sports stars also appeared in commercial advertisements, as spokesmen for certain products. The popular affection for sports was reflected by the box office income sports generated, which grew by leaps and bounds every year. Sports were further popularized in the United States after the Second World War. With the adoption of a working system of 40 hours per week and the development of tertiary industry, the workers had more free time to engage in sports. Sports venues built by state governments also increased. Modern Americans like to watch and participate in all kinds of sports. All through the year, people can choose various sports in a very large country that enjoys diversified geographical conditions and climate. Some sports have been introduced from other countries. Among these, one can even include football and baseball, which began as English sports under different names, but which became completely American as their rules, equipment, and names were changed in America. Tennis and golf were also introduced from outside, but remained unmodified, while other sports, such as lacrosse, came from the native Indians. Basketball and volleyball are sports that originated in America. Basketball, baseball, football, and hockey, although still more Canadian than American, are now regarded as the four sports events. People in America can now watch the TV broadcasting of professional and amateur sports matches. These can be state, national, or international events. In fact, Americans are keen on watching and are able to watch almost any sporting event. Meanwhile, TV and other mass media also stimulate popular interest in sports. Americans participate actively and widely in sports events like golf, swimming, tennis, marathon, track and field, bowling, shooting, skiing, skating, squash, badminton, boating, sailing, weightlifting, boxing, wrestling, and so on. Sports play an important role in American society. They enjoy tremendous popularity, but more important, they are vehicles for transmitting such values as justice, fair play, and teamwork. Sports have contributed to racial and social integration, and over history have been a social glue for bonding the country together. Early Americans, like Benjamin Franklin and President Thomas Jefferson, stressed the need for exercise and fitness, promoting, for example, running and swimming. In the 20th century, American presidents Theodore Roosevelt, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and John F. Kennedy continued to encourage physical activity. President Dwight D. Eisenhower founded the President's Council on Youth Fitness in 1956 to encourage America's youth to make fitness a priority. The council later became the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, which includes people of all ages and abilities, and promotes fitness through sports and games. Today, the council continues to play an important role in promoting fitness and healthy living in America. The United States offers limitless opportunities to engage in sports, either as a participant or as a spectator. Various social rituals have grown up around athletic contests. The local high school football or basketball game represents the biggest event of the week for residents in many communities across the United States.